A routine interview with anti-war protesters achieved notoriety last week. Peace Action Wellington had attended the Anzac Day dawn service with a banner referencing six civilians killed in a raid allegedly led by the NZSAS. I spoke with one of the activists, Ellie Clayton, and started by asking her about her group.
Peace Action Wellington is a group of activists who aim to combat war and work for peace, justice and self-determination by taking direct action.
And what is your stance towards Anzac Day in general?
So I'd say that Anzac Day is a day that can be easily exploited by our politicians and our leaders to get more support for current wars. So it's really important as a time to have conversations about war and about peace and what we can be doing to stop the senselessness of war, which is actually why Anzac Day was started by veterans of World War I, to mourn their friends and to talk about the senselessness of war. That's what it's really started as, and we need to think about that.
And what were the events that led up to the video many of us saw last week?
We were inspired to go and lay a wreath at the citizens' wreath-laying ceremony at the Cenotaph here in Wellington because of the revelations that the New Zealand SAS may have been responsible for the deaths of six civilians in 2010 in Afghanistan in a botched operation. And so it felt particularly urgent for us to take action on Anzac Day because of Bill English's assertion that he won't instate an independent inquiry, and because these people have gone completely without justice for 7 years. So on the day, we had attended the dawn service and we'd stood silently with a banner, completely respectful. And then we took a wreath to this wreath-laying ceremony with the names of the killed and injured Afghan civilians. And what the organisers welcomed us into the group. Some of our group stood silently with the banner. And we went up to lay the wreath. It all went very smoothly. It was a really solemn moment for us to be remembering the people who died, especially three-year-old Fatima. And then afterwards, someone from NewsHub did come to talk to us, just asked us what we've been doing and why we'd done it. I said all the same things that I've just said to you. And then a father and son came up to us and basically interrupted the interview. And I think honestly it was a little irresponsible for that father to allow a child who had so obviously worked up to be recorded by a TV news crew. I hope that that child can see some different perspectives and get something else from his education that will help him to see why we were there and why we were remembering civilians.
And what have you made of the response to the video?
So it's been really mixed. We've had some really, really positive responses, both on the day when people came up and gave us high fives and hugs and said, we're really happy that you're here. And talking about peace. And the same online, we've had the same thing. People have been sending us messages saying thank you for being there. And other people have been upset, but we've been engaging in respectful conversations, and that's what this is really about. It's about having conversations about these issues, both about protesting on Anzac Day and about the civilians who were killed in Afghanistan who we strongly feel should have justice.
The father of the boy at the centre of the video is David Broom, also the Chief of Staff for NZ First. I speak with Party Leader Winston Peters and ask him what he made of the protest.
Well, look, we live in a free society and the right to protest is important. But when people are commemorating the loss of life and sacrifice of soldiers and loved ones, it is hardly the right day to have that protest. They've got 364 other days to do that. And I think it's in thoroughly bad taste.
The protesters said that they were doing it to commemorate the loss of lives of the civilians in the Afghan raid. I guess, what do you make of that?
Well, what I make of that is that they've come to a conclusion that our soldiers in Afghanistan are guilty of a war crime. Now, my party is of the view that there should be a full-scale inquiry because allegations like that should not go unanswered. But having said that, we have not rushed to judgment and condemned the soldiers before the inquiry. The protesters clearly have.
And the protesters were interrupted by, I believe, your Chief of Staff and his son. Was that a planned thing or did it happen organically?
Well, I don't know quite how things happen organically, but I think you've got the gist of things rather right.
So that's all the questions I had written down. I guess if you had any final comments you'd like to make.
Well, remember this, you know, it's the soldier, not the reporter, who is responsible for freedom of the press. It's the soldier, and this is a quote from a very famous veteran, it's the soldier, not the poet, who is responsible for freedom of speech. And it's the soldier, not the peace campaign organizer, who is responsible for the freedom to demonstrate. These are pretty fundamental things. And I think that those protesters have just forgotten that.